show on. That's why you get a shot of positivity, even though this is really hard work. And that's why we're asking you to make it rain for KBOO, 877-500-5266.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. It's one of the most important things that we can do right now. We're having prize drawings every day of this membership drive. Today's drawing is for $100 from the Rebuilding Center, money from Cargo, which is an incredible place also right here in inner southeast Portland. We're going to be offering a new prize every day of the drive, but you need to call us at 877-500-5266 or go to our website, kboo.fm. Come in person. We love your bright and shining morning face. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Street. Teresa, a lot of people who come in person to play their pay their membership drive thing end up being volunteers. So if you come in person, we'll give you a tour. I'll do it personally. But we also want to thank some people. Oh my gosh. We got some people to thank.
We've got John from North Plains who's renewing. The renewing bell. We got Barbara renewing.
I love you, Barbara.
And let's see, is that Valois? Valois? From Vellis. From White Salmon renewing. Sorry
White
to mess up your
Salmon.
Name.
Val. Yay!
And these people have called 877-500-5266. That's 877 toll free, 500-5266. And you can call right now. Now back to programming.
The time now is 8 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Please support the station during our fall membership drive by calling 877-500-5266 or by going to kboo.fm and clicking on donate.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Division Midway Alliance Festival of Nations on Sunday, September 17th at the parking lot of Duke's Country Bar and Grill here in Portland. The Division Midway Alliance Festival of Nations is an exciting festival showcasing the best of East Portland's multicultural community and businesses together in one place. Festival activities include live entertainment, food, and specialty items only available at the festival. Again, that's the Division Midway Alliance Festival of Nations on Sunday, September 17th, 11 a.m. at the parking lot of Duke's Country Bar and Grill. The address is 14601 Southeast Division. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And now, a blast from the past, a little tidbit from the KBOO archives.
All the world is a stage. I know that's an old cliche, but how true most of the time. My world is the stage. I'm Darcel 15, female impersonator. Entertainment, information, world affairs are my business. To continue KBOO's business, they need your support. Pledge what you can and keep the entertainment, information, and world affairs on KBOO.
What would you have instead?
This is it.
Good morning, Cascadia. It's about 4 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning, and you are listening to your community radio station, KBOO Portland. This is Positively Revolting, and I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are here on this fabulous first day, the premier day of our fall membership drive. And, you know, fall is in the air. That special crispness is upon us. We are looking at the equinox next week. It is a time of change. It is a time of turbulence and turmoil. It's also a time to rejoice in community and be with each other and look at how we fit into the bigger picture, how we, in fact, can affect a better world by working together. That's sort of the essence of KBOO. And this morning, to celebrate all of that, Lynn and I are ready to, yes, do mini astro consultations. That's right, mini astro tarot readings on the airwaves for you. This morning, it is back by popular demand. And you can jump in the queue by calling 503-231-8187. That is the membership. That is our air room. We'll have other numbers to give out in a moment for our membership line. But right now, if you would like to avail yourself of a bite-sized mini Astro Tarot reading, you can call the air room at 503-231-8187.
Excuse me, I forgot to try out my voice before I started here. You know, we have had a lot of things going on in the sky these days. I'm sure everyone, whether you wanted to or not, we're dealing with the solar eclipse, which that thing was like what it does astrologically is it's like a little shotgun that peppers all sorts of places in your chart. It was in Leo. Which should mean, so where Leo is in your chart, it will be affected. It's about endings, beginnings, serious endings and beginnings. And being in Leo, it can be a creative, positive thing in people's lives. And it happened last month, but it's going to affect people for at least 6 months to come. So I'll be looking at that in people's charts today. There was some, I was reading some things about people wanting to talk about how this is the doom for Trump, and you know, I don't know. I
think that's maybe a little wishful thinking.
I know, yeah,
that's
whatever.
What that is.
Well, apparently he has Leo ascendant, Leo in the first house, so it could affect health things for him. Whatever. I just it won't make him any more or less a lying sack of
right,
what he is. So
right,
there we
right.
Go.
Well, there you are. Good. Some insight there. So this is a time just, if we wanted to look at the wheel of the year from sort of the neo-Celtic northern hemisphere perspective, the fall equinox is a time of balance. It is a time where we have gathered the first harvest in. That is, we have been working hard and we have been playing hard and we are seeing the fruits of that. And it is time to really take all of that inwards and store up now as we see, as we feel in our bones, the days becoming shorter. And we feel that crispness, like I said. The thing that I love about the fall equinox is I know that apples are going to be really tasty anytime now. And it's that sort of, to me, the crispness of an apple and the crispness of the fall day.
A new apple, not the old ones that have been stored for a long time. By the way, there's some good Honeycrisp somewhere.
Yeah,
I'll tell you about
that's
that
awesome.
Later.
You know, the sweetness of the harvest is really a huge part of this season, of this time. And it is a time where, again, we deepen our bonds with each other as we get ready to turn inwards, as the days grow shorter, the nights grow longer, and we go on a more introspective journey through the winter times.
Well, and this was a difficult summer in many ways. Astrologically, there were like five planets retrograde leading up, and things leading up to the eclipse were tense. So we had a very interesting summer. It was a really difficult summer for a lot of people, and then we couldn't breathe. So, and oxygen, always good,
yeah,
no matter what.
And other people can breathe for a change. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, right.
Well, anyway, we know that you are anxious and ready to go, and we want to get right to you, as time is of the essence when you're living in the super now. Jenny, congratulations. You're up first. You're on the air. Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
You have to turn your radio down, Jenny. We're a minute in the future. Okay.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. So, what is your birth date, time, and place?
My birth date is April 18th, 1981, and the time is 2:22 in the morning.
And where was that lovely event?
In Greenville, South Carolina.
In Greenville? Don't they pronounce that like Greenville?
Greenville.
Greenville? Okay.
Yeah.
Now you know, Lynn. Now you know.
My mom's name is Lynn, too.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I love that.
It's a good name.
It is.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and read your cards while Lynn is pulling up your chart. And so what I have for you this morning, Jenny, is I pull three cards for these readings. And overall, it is a time for you to really pay attention to your subconscious and to know sort of a deeper self. It's been hard for you, perhaps recently, to pull focus together, to really set your mind. When you want to accomplish something, there is a time where you're trying very hard to bring that into being by just like laser focus. I'm going to think it till it works. And that's been challenging because perhaps what you've been wanting isn't exactly the right thing. And it's really time to sort of revision what it is that you need in your life, what it is that you're searching for, and some work to get in touch with a deeper part of yourself, that subconscious level, looking at your dreams, but staying grounded at the same time, right? Looking at also those that are in your life that share a vision, and seeing how together you can make things happen that individually would be so frustrating, yet you might not just go through with it. But together you can sustain each other and you can accomplish much, much greater things with a little wild abandon. It's not so much about the laser focus as sort of, again, staying grounded. Not sort, you know, the card of the deep subconscious that I'm talking about is the moon, right? And so the moon has this wonderful reflective side of the subconscious and the dream self. But at the same time, if one gives themselves over entirely to these lunations, you know, to the cycles of the waxing and the waning, and you just go straight into it, well, that's where we get the term lunacy. Right. And so you want to stay grounded as you're doing this exploration. You want to stay really a part of this conscious world, but get to know your deeper self, maybe through some meditation and dream work. And then see those friends, those people in your community, those loved ones that are kind of on the same path, and how you can support each other with sort of a wild spirit. And that's what I have for the cards.
I really appreciate that.
Awesome.
Pretty, so did you say AM or PM?
AM.
AM, okay, good. Excellent. That's what I thought, but it makes a big difference, so I like to always check if I need to.
Thanks for that reading, Ani.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure, Jenny.
I'm going to cherish it.
Thank you. Oh,
just a second here. They always upgrade my little program for me, and then...
And then it's all over but the show.
I know. Well, then I have to adjust a little bit because they want to be helpful. Okay. Do you have any questions? Are there things that you...
Well, go ahead.
No, things that you need, really feel like you are wondering about?
I guess sort of a focal point for the bite-sized part of the astrological reading.
I wish I had something else that I am concerned about with right now, but I am dealing with a no cause eviction.
Oof. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe it. I've always, like, you know, heard about them and just aware of how outrageous and awful they are, and I just can't believe, like, we've found ourselves in one.
And that's happening to you, yeah. Oh, that's very challenging.
And we are totally have not been preparing, and time is of the essence. And I really don't know what I want to do.
Like, where you want to go, or...
Yeah, or, like...
Do you want to just dump your stuff and throw it in the river? Yeah, pack it, put it in storage. That's a lot.
More of that. I like the sound of that. But then I also have some animals.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm kind of like... trying to figure out what to do with that. Although I have been really felt a little bit positive about how I feel like, unlike other times, this prospect, like looking for places, hasn't been as horrible as it was like the last time that I was looking. So it's like I feel just like stubborn or something.
Mm-hmm. Set in, yeah. I totally
I need to
hear
get
that.
Over it.
Well,
really.
Well, you know, I think again, if reflecting on the cards, there's that focus that isn't working. You know, you can only do so much, and then you kind of have to see where the currents are and where things are taking you. But again, where you want to go, isn't it? Really that is brought up by your deeper self. You know, really knowing when you feel when you hit on what's right for you, you feel it in your gut, right? And it resonates. Risk taking is a part of change, and change is what is being forced upon you. So again, find the other folks that have that wildness, that have maybe some unorthodox ideas, and see how that resonates as well.
And you've got Pluto is traveling through your 12th house, which is 12th house can be hidden. And I don't mean to be triple woo-woo about this, but there can be hidden forces and energy to call upon that you don't know about yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Pluto is just like, you have to roll with it. And it will change things, whether there are other things, you know, like you can be kind of stubborn when you've got a Saturn transit and it'll pop around again in another 12 years. But when you've got a Pluto transit, and the 12th house is spirituality, but it's also, it's our inward. And it, as Ani was saying, it's our inner lives. And which is odd since you're having to deal with a very outer life thing. Do you feel the contradiction of that these days?
Yeah.
So, I never know what to tell people about having to move in Portland because it's just...
You just look at their chart.
I know. Well, I can look at your chart, but let's see.
I'm actually not as worried about it. I know that, like...
Yeah, that's sort of that Pluto... I look at Pluto on people's charts because it's really, really affects them in under ways. And I think it's going to be okay, but always pay attention to what's going on and be prepared for the worst, what do they say, and be happy when the best happens. And you have a loaded 8th house, which also has to do with help from other sources.
Hey, that's the same as me.
Yeah, only she has it all in Libra, so...
I have what?
You have a very loaded 8th house. 8th house has to do with... It's ruled by Scorpio, but the stuff you have is in Libra, and it has to do with help from other people. It can be inheritances. It can be all sorts of stuff. And that's natally what you have. And interestingly, so Vesta, which is the asteroid of the hearth, and home is traveling through that right now, and Jupiter is traveling through the 8th house. So
opportunities,
yeah. Jupiter can be fortunate opportunities, and so you have a lot of power to draw on with this, and I think you can do it. I think you're feeling that it's going to turn out all right might just be right.
Yeah.
Jenny, thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thank you. Thank both of you.
You're welcome.
I'm so grateful. I needed this energy so bad.
I'll bet
you. I really appreciate the thing about focusing. I'm so glad that I'm able to check this out on the archive, and I can hear it again.
Right on.
Oh, good. Good thinking.
I need it.
Right on. Thanks so much, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Take good care.
All right.
Bye-bye. And that was our first reading, and it is time to talk to Teresa and Lisa as we are in the premier hours, not premier day, I guess, it's the first few hours of our fall membership drive.
Good morning. We're getting off to a great start. Good morning.
Hello there. Not to, you know.
Good morning, Teresa.
What's our goal this morning, Teresa? If we were going to be just focusing down on some money being raised to support community radio, what are we looking for?
We only need $1,100 because this is not an expensive radio station to run. It's just sufficient for us to do our community thing. And right now, let's see, it says TYG 300. Lisa, does that mean we got in 300 already?
No, I think that it means that this is totally unique programming. And anyone who's listening right now knows that this kind of broadcast shows how personal Ani and Lynn really are. And the uniquely personal and unique window that they built for all of us to look through the world. And I think everyone who's calling should give $300. That's what I'm saying. But also the thank you gift is worth $300. That's what that actually secretly
means.
Yeah,
you can get the...
We haven't even talked about the thank you gift
yet. Yeah.
No, let's focus on this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, for
what difference does it make?
For $180, right?
Yes.
No, but we're asking... There's excitement.
Things
there's
have
so
happened.
Much.
Let me just sort of break this
it's
down.
The climate.
What we're doing. People are ascending a mountain scaling top back there. What we're actually asking for is your contribution. We want you to support KABU. We are enticing you to support KABU when you dial 877-500-5266. You can request a full-on astrological and tarot consultation. These take about an hour and a half, and we will, yeah, or as Lynn says, more like two. Yes, that's true. I'm hour and a half or 2 hours. And for your contribution to KABU of $25 a month and a sustaining membership, or $300 all at once, whatever is easiest for you, we are asking for you to contribute right now, and we would love to thank you with a full-on astrological and tarot consultation. Again, about 2 hours with Lynn and I talking about your stars and your cards, having a great cup of tea, really, tea of your choice.
Also, I do want to say, become a member now and be entered to win a prize. Today's drawing is for you and your home with $100 from the Rebuilding Center, your local recycled goods specialist, and a $200 gift certificate from Cargo, which could get you unique trappings from around the world. We'll be offering a new prize every day of the drive, but you have to call us 877-500-5266 now to be entered into that prize, or go to kboo.fm. You can find out rules and restrictions. I thank you. I just had to get that in there.
Oh, absolutely. And so, you know, there are so many ways that KABU wants to give back to you. Of course, KABU gives back to you amazing programs throughout the day. I'd like to think that Positively Revolting is a program that does make a difference. And you know how we make a difference together. We talk about right action. We talk about things that are truly kind of on the edge. Lynn and I, Annika Feminists, you know, we just don't have a whole lot of access to the media for anarcha feminists. And here at KABU, we do. And we appreciate that so much, so that we can share information and we can find authors and activists and organizers to tell you what they're doing and how you can help participate to make the world a better place. Right now, we're asking you to make the world a better place quite tangibly by supporting KABU at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Everyone that calls will be entered in that prize drawing. And if you make a contribution of $300, that's $300 or $25 a month in a sustaining way, Lynn and I would love to thank you by reading your cards and in doing an astrological natal chart and drinking some tea with you and having a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, usually it's fun.
I have to say, 877-500-5266 is that number to call. What else can you tell us there, Teresa? Well, Lisa?
I would like to challenge people. If you call into this show all the time, you need to be investing in this show. You do. And if you're listening to me, you know exactly who I'm talking to because you've been thinking about joining for a long time. And this is, again, this is genuinely unique programming that talks about your personal life and how it is woven into the politics of this world. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. This is especially a good time for you to come in person. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Street in Portland, Oregon. Come by, empty out your wallet. If you're already a member, come on by and empty your wallet out on the table. There's a lot of people that are already members. Do you have any idea how much we love you? So, so much. There's loads of people that you know who are not members yet. You're the ones that we're really even nudging today. We're nudging and we're asking you, as we said earlier, to please make it rain over here. 877-500-5266 on the web, kboo.fm or 20 Southeast 8th Street.
Absolutely cool. We'd love to meet you. Come on in person. 20 Southeast 8th is the way to do that. On your way out and about this morning, a wonderful fall morning. You can smell, you can feel the fall in the air. 877-500-5266, the number to call to contribute this morning. Your contributions make this possible. These conversations happen on the air because of the financial support that our listeners provide. You are a huge part of that. So this is the time to make your contribution and help us reach that $1,100 goal.
Yay!
It is so doable when we work together. 877-500-5266.
I want to nudge in one more minute and say, I know it sounds, for some people, $300 is a lot of money. You want to know what, though? For a lot of people, it's not a lot of money. I'm putting that out. How much is your cable bill every month? The one that loads your TV and your internet and some other thing that I'm forgetting. Is it like it's almost $200 a month for that stuff. And people pay that. They'll pay more from that because, of course, the corporations that run it always up the price. Whatever. I'm saying $25 a month and getting this incredible life-changing tarot reading. That, I mean, you're going to talk about that for the rest of your life. You're going to be saving up for the next time you do it. 877-500-5266. It's personal, but it is also political. It shows how we're all linked, and we really, really are. KBOO.FM. Please keep calling.
All right. Thank you so very, very much. Again, that number, 877-500-5266. And now we are looking at readings one more time. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And we are here together. We do this program every Friday morning, and every now and again, about four or five times a year, we take a break from hard politics and news generated from elsewhere and turn inward and invite you to call.
Let the top of our heads go back on for a minute.
For just a moment. And invite you, our listeners, to call in for a bite-sized Astro Tarot reading consultation here on the air. And we have Joe up next. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. It's a thrill to be here this morning.
Well, good.
Great to hear from
you.
So
what are your particulars?
Birthday, time, and place. It's very, very exciting. I had a big year this year. So my birthday is August 10th, 1957.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Born at 6:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And where was that?
In California.
Where in California?
Stockton,
okay.
All right. So again, while Lynn is dialing up your chart, I am throwing cards and learning to talk slower and slower as I do that. Okay, here we go. Wow, big year for you. Okay. So, there is a vibrant rush of energy right about now that is soaking up the, if you think about the sun as the ultimate, solar energizer, right? Because that's pretty much what it is, rather literally. Here we are, the end of summer, and And it is that that buoyancy that you have been connecting to that is pretty awesome. You also have some choices to make. And it's important to remember to stay balanced and to stay grounded as you are on your life's path and you are figuring what is essential and what can be sort of cast away, what is going to continue to allow you to feel that connection to the cosmos, to your own solar plexus, your own energy center. And really, as long as you're staying grounded and staying balanced, all things in moderation, you can accomplish amazing things. The challenge that you're going to be facing or may already be presenting itself is an uncertainty because, well, nothing's ever certain. And so the Five of Cups in the deck that I'm using this morning, which is the Daughters of the Moon deck, is indicative of sort of an emotional storm. It's about fear that might just sort of wash over you. And know that fear is just a sign that things need to change. It's your early warning system that something, you're making choices that aren't working for you most of the time. There's occasionally that fear that washes over you because you're doing something new. And new ain't necessarily bad. And so by staying grounded and staying balanced, you need to be able to discern, you know, is this rush of emotion telling you, oh, things aren't working and it's time to change? Or is this rush of emotion telling you, this is just new. I need to let it settle in. I need to let it grow familiar. And only you are going to be able to discern which of those things is real. It's about an emotional rush that might feel overwhelming. Sometimes that's just new. Sometimes it's a sign to change and get the heck out. So by being in staying in balance, staying in control of your own, control of your life, because really who has that? but by staying balanced, by staying grounded and connected, you'll be able to make that discernment and just allow the emotions to happen because they're real. They shouldn't necessarily stop you. They're just a message system. Does that make sense?
It sure does. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So did you move? Have you done a big move?
No. Well, I'm kind of sitting on one. A lot of life changes in progress.
That eclipse was in Leo, which affects you big time since you have quite a few. You've got the sun, Uranus, not quite, but you'd almost have a sun Pluto conjunction in Leo in your natal chart. So your life may not always seem like it's your own, but it is. After all, you're Leo. So it's going to be... Who is it? Who else is August 10th? I believe that's William Jefferson Clinton that is also August 10th. But anyway, and a really packed fifth house, which is creativity. That's my favorite house of the zodiac because it has to do with creativity and starting things and things fire signs love, which is that. So this is a big time of change for you. You're going to feel this for the next 6 months, and with the eclipse, you're just going to have to decide at some point what your new venture. It seems like you're going to move to me. Physically, your home will be up and out. Home is very important to you, I presume. Your actual surroundings are incredibly important to you, and you probably do a really nice job with them. I'd love to see your house. Right now, Pluto's moving through your ninth house, which is about spirituality on a higher level and travel kind of on a lower level in a very sort of... And it's in Capricorn, so it tends to be kind of grounded and more practical. But those are things that, I see movement here. Also, you have Chiron on the midheaven, in your 10th house, which is kind of the sign of the spiritual healer sometimes. You know, Chiron was this, was it began, he's sort of the god, if you will, because he was only half immortal of natural medicine, but also, you know, he got injured and he couldn't heal himself. That was his little curse, but that's up there, so I don't know what, if that's something that interests you, that you want to be doing.
I'm going with, that you want to be that. Doing, like, you're talking
or have
about.
Been doing. I mean, it's in your natal chart, so.
A focus on healing, yeah, healing work.
It fits with what I've been ruminating about.
Aha.
Right. There
aha.
We go.
Well, you're going to have to take action, so, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing, you know, stagnation. Well, you know, stillness is good, but then after that, we need to take some action. So, did you have a question about that? What that should be?
I have so many questions.
Okay, and we have very little time.
Oh, I know.
Pick one.
I just got out to the kitchen and turned on the radio, and there you were. So I had to jump on board.
I love it when things work.
Yes, well, I do too, and that just shows me that things are going to click, and you've been extremely helpful even just with all of the cards and the chart for this morning.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's great to hear from you. Take good care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
You too.
Yeah.
Happy new decade. And, 503-231-8187 is the number to call for a reading. I want to let's see, what do I want to do? I would like to quickly talk to Lisa and Teresa and say, hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are we doing?
We actually had a flurry of wonderful people, none of whom are my mother, so that's fascinating. My mom is the only perfect person in the world, and she won't even admit it, which just goes down to how cool she is. But we have some cool people to thank. But in the meantime, I do want to say you are listening to Mighty Mighty KBOO. This is Positively Revolting with Ani Haynes and Lynn Mollick. It's our fabulous fall membership drive. I'm Lisa Loving. My friend and compatriot Teresa Mitchell is backing everybody up. And again, this is unique programming. This particular broadcast shows how personal the political really is. And whenever you do one of these shows where you do the readings for people, that just, it's like, it's the triple bottom line, as capitalists say. So
the number that they can call to contribute to KBOO right now is 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266.
Yay, we have a lot of beyond people who are over Portland. I love that, beyond Portland people. Here, go ahead and share that list.
Well, Larry has called in to renew from Sheridan.
Yay, we love Larry.
Get the cowbell going there. Shaddad has called from Portland to renew, and we have a new member, Taylor.
Taylor got the full thing. Taylor got the reading.
Right. Woo-hoo! On.
Thank you, Taylor.
Well, if you've noticed the pace changed from the news segment from Democracy Now, and now we're doing Tarot and astrology. And if you have appreciated the influence of astrology and Tarot in your life, this is the time to call in and show your support and add your energy and your money to what we do, because we've got good energy here, but good energy don't pay the bills. The money does. And so you need to kick down a little bit of that. We are suggesting that you pay $25 a month to us. We can do that painlessly through your account, through a three-minute call to us at 877-500-5266, and you can get your own Astro Tarot reading. You need to keep the KBOO energy humming here. And isn't it refreshing, since you're sitting here and listening to the radio and having a refreshing cup of tea with Ani and Lynn and catching up on the astrology and the tarot? I think that you're enjoying it. You need it. Doesn't it feel good?
And with your sustaining membership, $25 a month.
Hey, I've got a special breaking news report. We have $1,050 in so far against that $1,100 goal. We've almost reached the goal. Come on, let's keep pushing the baby out. We're having a baby. Baby's coming. 877-500-5266. Be part of that birth. Baby in the rain. Baby in the rain. We're putting it all on the table. 877-500-5266. Really, people, come in person. We'll give you hugs. We love it when people come in that door. We are at 20 Southeast 8th Street in Portland. Come in. Look at all the things you can do. And then you really understand the contribution that Lynn and Ani make. And it's about you, give listeners. It's about you.
Give us a call at 877-500-5266. Become a sustaining member of KABU. Just is a wonderful way to go, knowing that you are just adding KABU to your budget monthly, knowing that your support is coming in and allowing great conversations. Not just allowing, but you are actually creating the airwaves. You are sustaining the airwaves that allow these conversations to happen. You are an important part of KABU independent media. And right now is your time to shine. Call 877-500-5266 and avail thyself of your community radio station. It's yours when you make that call and become a member. And with your contribution of $25 a month to sustain KABU, Lynn and I would love to thank you. We have a total of four consultations that we will give out for after this fall drive. And so time to jump on it. I think there are three left at that $25 contribution. Again, $300 a year. Let Lynn and I thank you with this gift of an astrological tarot consultation.
In depth. This
with
one
a cup
will
of
be
tea.
In depth.
A couple of hours instead of, say, 7 minutes.
Wait, wait.
So, yeah.
I have to say, meow, meow, meow. Don't forget the drawings. We're going to have drawings every day of the Happy Membership Partay. This is really important. When you hear that today's drawing is for you and your home, $100 from the Rebuilding Center, another gift that's going to be drawn is $200 from Cargo, that tells you that KABU is not just about people. You are part of a community of institutions as well. Small businesses, people do nonprofit organizations, people doing cool things all around the zone. Don't forget that you're part of something bigger and there's a happy drawing. So 877-500-5266 to be entered for that drawing.
Thank you so much, Lisa, or KBOO.FM. You can contribute online. Become a member there at KBOO.FM/give. Yay! And you can become a member instantaneously just like that, or 877-500-5266. Thank you so much for your support and contributions. And we'll check in again to see how we're doing and see, let you know about our tarot astrological consultations and all that kind of good stuff. But right now, we're going to talk to Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Surprise.
Surprise, here we are. Thanks for holding. What are your birth date, time, and place?
Okay, I was born August 1st, 1986 in Bakersfield, California at 8 a.m., 25 after.
8:25 a.m. That would be right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Excellent. And let's see, here we go with the cards. It's just going to take me, I don't know. I need to talk slower. We were once talking about just having the Jeopardy theme on a spot that we could refer to quickly. All right, got it going on. Christina, for you. You are also, it's a time of checking out the cycles of your life and knowing that every ending is a beginning, every beginning is an ending, that that those concepts are so intricately tied, that there are, you know, those sorts of cycles in our lives that it seems like right now there's one that you are really facing. It has to do with home and family. It has to do with how you're working with, and when I say working with, I don't necessarily mean like colleague at the office. I mean how you are interacting with, knowing close ones, family, friends. There's somebody who is very crafty with words, and that can be used for good or ill. Right? It's important to be to know the difference. It's actually essential to know when you are just having somebody speak plainly and letting you sort of see things, how they see things. And there's a subtle difference in the presentation, but not at all a subtle difference in the feeling of manipulation. It's a fine line, right? And so you want to be watching for folks that are trying to influence you to their point of view without necessarily keeping in mind your best interest. And so, again, looking at cycles, what feels new and regenerative, what feels like it's drawing to a close, knowing that that every cycle that ends opens new opportunities and new doors, and that those things, again, are so connected. You have people that are very supportive, and that is a wonderful thing. You have security with others. That is a wonderful thing. But there is also a need to just sort of be very sharp of eye. Look out and really, as people tell you the way they think, this could benefit you, that could benefit you, maybe you want to try this thing over here, run it all through your, I can't say that on the air, run it all through your hogwash detector, okay? And check for malarkey. How's that?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
So you yourself are quite the wordsmith, it looks like to me. With you have a lot of stuff in the third house which has to do with writing and also siblings, but even, you know, you've got the sun, parts of fortune, and Venus all there in the third house. So that could be something you're at least interested in, and so it would be attuned to. I also see you've had Pluto going through the seventh house. Isn't that fun? That is a very intense time in a person's life as far as relationships go. And it's almost okay. It's almost over. So you will have learned. Sometimes it's just when that happened to me, I had someone say to me, be careful of sexual obsessions. And I was like right in the middle of one. I thought, I wonder what she's talking about, just because it's very intense and you can't, it's hard to kind of see it. And then when I was through it, I went, oh, yes. But it's a time of learning more about relationships than any other time of your life. You also have Mars and Neptune there, so that's in the seventh house natally, which is kind of gives you a lot of energy towards relationships. They could be a little on the ethereal side. You know, it might be hard for you to see them clearly because you're barreling through them, if you will, which sometimes fire times can do that. But I see Chiron is aspected really interestingly in your chart at the moment. You have Jupiter and Chiron are pretty much conjunct at this particular time. You're transiting Chiron towards your natal Jupiter, so it's and that is in 11th house. So I can see what Ani says about groups, about people. It's a good time to sort of be with people, but on the other hand, since that is possible, you need to be discerning. But it can be very healing for you at the moment. Does that make sense?
You just have to be with the people that are actually supportive.
Yeah. And
okay, yeah. Good.
I know.
I know the chuckle of recognition. All right.
So is that helpful? Did you have a little question?
Yeah. Well, you know, ultimately, I guess I don't have any specific questions. I've just been feeling really stagnant in my life lately, which is strange because I've had so many new, exciting things beginning and happening, and I feel like I should be more present in these moments, but I just kind of feel like my heart's not there, and I don't know why.
Check the path. You know, it's like really time to check into. If it's not bringing you joy, it's time to end that cycle.
And it will. You know, this eclipse was in Leo. It very much affects Leos. And if you're feeling stagnant, things will, especially for the next 6 months, things are going to move. So be open to that.
Okay.
And stillness is okay.
Right. Thanks very much, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Take care. And let's go ahead and talk to Justin. Good morning, Justin. You are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thanks so much for your guys' offering to the community through KBOO. I really appreciate what you bring to the station, and also just in general, it's a blessing to have a station like KBOO here in the community. So
Thank you. Look, a true life testimonial.
La la la.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what are,
I love public radio. So
awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
What are your what is your birth date, time, and place?
Yeah, March 6th, 1974, Corvallis, Oregon.
All right.
At 1:08 a.m.
I love that everybody knows their time.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm. It's quite easy for me.
Let's see. Supposed to my adopted mother would say, well, I was born at tea time, which is, you know, anywhere between about 4:15 and 5:30. But yeah, it's the way that was sort of looked at back there in 1930s Britain. Anyway.
Not that Ani was born in the 1930s.
No. My adopted mother.
Yes.
Anyway, so thanks for your call this morning. Wow. Yeah, there are some great cycles that people are facing. I don't know if you personally feel like they're great, but there is definitely a theme.
Yeah, they're great.
There's definitely a theme of change and transformation going on in the readings this morning. And for you, my friend, what we have is there are people who are close to you that you can just feel a certain kindred of spirit with. This can be a spiritual group that meets, regularly and kind of formally, or it can just be that circle of friends that you know you have an innate kindred spirit bond with. And it's a wonderful time to look at how spirit has led you to where you are, how your intuition has guided your path, and to celebrate that really with your close ones. One of the things that is highlighted for you right now, it's a good time for you to do some introspection, to do some journaling, some poetry writing, to let the muse sort of grab you for a moment and take you on a tour of your inner self. And let that inner self out, express yourself. Again, maybe not in the most public of ways, maybe just journaling, or not like just journaling, because journaling is pretty transformative, but to see what dreams you can bring out of yourself at this time. And it is all about your own personal transformation. You are really becoming somebody who can be a shapeshifter in your own life, to be what is required of you in any of a number of situations. And that is because you are acting in balance. You are finding the seat of your own power by knowing that the spiritual self, the heart self, the physical self, the willful self all have to be acting in concert, all have to be balanced and present. And you have done a lot of work that direction, and it's putting you in a position of being able to respond to changes and to direct changes your very own self. That's what I have.
Ba-dum-bum-bum.
That's terrific. You know, that seems to be in harmony with what I've been hearing.
I'm so glad when I hear that. Awesome. Yeah, Lynn?
Yeah, good morning, Pisces brother.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. and you have Pisces, and you have a really loaded first house, which gives a sort of Aries flavor to your Piscadorian-ness. And Aries gives you the ability to sort of get out and do things, because we Pisces sometimes like to just be home or be thinking. You're coming up to your Chiron return, which is a really important thing. Chiron is the wounded healer, and he rules natural medicine, but also it's a time of great, it's like kind of a good time to go to therapy sometimes, but it's a time in people's lives when they it's past your Saturn return, but not quite what your Uranus opposition yet. And it's just, it's a really, it's a good time to be
thinking about exactly what you want to do with the next part of your life. So in a way that includes other people sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. But
in I'd say if you're looking at that with the cards, it absolutely does. There is a strong community that you are a very tight part of.
You have Pluto in the eighth house right next with Vesta, so that other people are very helpful to you and very integral part of your life. And things look like they're good.
That's pretty much the impression I got. Justin, thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Okay,
yeah,
thanks.
Joy to talk to you. And thank you, listeners, for allowing us this opportunity.
You know, I had so much more I could have said to Justin. And if you become a member and get our extended version, the extended version of our Astro Trail, we will be able to do that.
Yep, a couple hours is a whole lot different than 6 minutes. So just sort of ponder that as you make the call at 877-500-5266. Hey, Lisa. Hey, Teresa.
We're 50 bucks away from the goal, y'all. And the number to call is 877-500-5266. You know why this show is important. You've been listening to us talk about it for almost a full hour, and you've probably been listening for years. So I'm not sure what you're doing right now if you're not on the phone or on the internet, kboo.fm. $50 short of the goal for this hour, and this is Positively Revolting on Mighty Mighty KBOO. I'm Lisa. This is Teresa. Teresa, get him to call.
Well, you can be the person to put us over the goal. And we will greatly appreciate that. You know how it makes us smile when we hear that phone ring. So call us, 877-500-5266. You know, Ani has made a lifelong study of Tarot. And I can say the same with Lynn and astrology. I was picking up my own Tarot card the other day. It was Ten of Swords. I was getting Ten of Swords a lot. And I was talking with Ani about it, and I even had a waiter show up with a T-shirt that said Ten of Swords on it. So I was like, well, I'm definitely not going to escape Ten of Swords energy. And I was saying, this is doom. This is terrible. And Ani was explaining to me that it means a heck of a lot more than that.
That's right. It was,
in fact, the end of a certain mental paradigm that I was carrying around with me, which is a good thing. These are the sort of things that you find out with people who have actually spent their lives doing this, and it's a thrill to get a tarot reading and an astro reading.
That's
right. You can get it, and I'll guarantee it'll be a good one. You can do it by calling 877-500-5266 and adding your energy, your money, to KBOO right now. Right, Lisa?
You know, what I think is amazing about the tarot is kind of not that old, kind of in a way, and yet it is ancient. And I know people from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of race and ethnic backgrounds who all relate to the tarot. And it's ancient, it's rooted, and it puts us all in the same place. We understand how we're connected because we understand the paradigms of what life is about. And it's not just our personal lives, it's the world around us. And that's why I love the astrology and tarot consultation thank you gift that Positively Revolting always offers. And the number to get that reading, 877-500-5266. You've already heard little tastes of this reading. And if you're listening to me now, you're not, you know what, you're a little different than my cousins who watch Fox. I'm not saying you don't watch Fox on TV, but if you're listening right now, I'm saying that you're a curious person, you care, you're rooted and connected to the world around you, and that's why you're listening to KBOO, and that's why we're here. And we're just asking you, if you've never given money before, let's just put it that way, give us a call right now and invest in this radio station, 877-500-5266. We love it when people come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th. Or you can go online, kboo.fm. But you know why this is important. You know why. And your mom knows why, too. I'm saying it, okay? Come on, make it rain, 877-500-5266.
That's right. Your mom told you to call 877.
And her name is Betty.
500-5266, 877-500-5266. Once again, 877 is toll free. 500, well, it's easy to remember. 5266 actually spells KBOO, so we get 877-500-5266. And of course, if you're in Tasmania, you can get us online, kboo.fm. And I think I'm getting the cutoff signal.
We're having digital thunder today. No, and I just think, I feel like that's signal. A thing. It's a thing. We're having digital thunder. We're not sure where it's coming from. But it just goes to show the great everywhere spirit is with us. 877-500-5266. Keep making those phones ring. You are listening to Mighty, Mighty KBOO. This is a station that matters. And we love you. I just have to say this. And my mom would tell me to say it, too. My mom's name is Betty. You'd love her too. I'm just putting it out. 877-500-5266.
What would you have instead?
No, this is it.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
Hi, my name is Pauline.
And I'm her brother, Arnold.
Our mom volunteers at KBOO. She's just one of the 500 volunteers that keep the station running.
Thank you for listening to KBOO and supporting the station.
You are a member, right?
If you're listening to the station, you should be a member.
Remember, it's community radio, and you're part of the community.
KBOO's Fall Drive Daily Prize Drawing rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the daily prize drawing. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance of winning. The prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations, void where prohibited, or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household will be accepted each day. Winner will be determined in a random drawing daily.